Dr. Onglade of Georgia Urology is on with us. Dr. Onglade, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Shelly. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Not a problem. Not a problem. We got you on to talk about the prostate there and the issues with the men's prostate. And I want to take some calls today, 844-404-1067, if you have any questions for Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology. Dr. Onglade, last time you were on, we talked about enlarged prostate.
Right.
I'm getting ready to have a biopsy on August 13th. And to be quite honest with you, I'm terrified. I really am terrified. I'm not terrified of the surgery, but I'm terrified of what I might find out. And so, I mean, should I be? I mean, you know, could I be dying right now as I'm speaking to you?
Well, Shelly, I mean, I never would I say that you're dying. I mean, the thing that I always like to tell my patients is that they can't be afraid of what we might find. You know, the worst thing we can do is just kind of ignore any signs or symptoms of any problems that you might have. Now, being that you're my patient, if you've explained a couple of times, we've done a couple of tests, and this is just part of the process. I always like to say, we go through certain steps to get to a final outcome, and this is just part of the process.
So this is just part of the process. This is like from the first time I came to see you, you putting your fingers in it. It's all the same thing?
No. Yeah, well, again, depending on where we go, and not everybody needs a biopsy.
Right.
Not everybody needs everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. So we start in one place, and we're going to another, and when we get there, we'll get all our answers.
All right.
But when you're talking about an enlarging prostate, again, you know, you don't ever have to be afraid to get your prostate evaluated. And that's really the take-home message, that if you're having issues, and even if you're not having issues, you should make sure you get an exam routinely.
What's
routinely? Get your prostate check, get your PSA done.
What's routinely? What's a routine? I mean, what's the time frame? Is it a year? Is it every 6 months? Like, what's a routine time to do prostate examinations for men?
Well, generally, there's been a lot of discussion about what's the routine time. Should it be every year? Should it be every 6 months? Do you even need to be screened for prostate cancer? Because, you know, sometimes are we finding it too early in some men and not in others? But so I think most doctors have sort of a different rule of thumb. But I think most guys would agree that about starting at age 50, you should get an exam and kind of get a baseline, and then you sort of go from there depending on the individual. Now, certain things will help determine how to proceed, like if you had a father or a brother who had the disease or had prostate cancer, or if you're having urinary symptoms. But I think most doctors would agree that starting at age 50, you should start with a baseline examination.
Gotcha. 844-404-1067 is our number if you have any questions for Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology. I'm taking this Flomax, right? And
right.
I notice if I miss a couple days, and I admit I may miss a couple days, that it the flow is different. Does that mean that without the Flomax, my prostate is swelling up or whatever? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought, you know, as some men have an enlarging prostate, and most men as they get older, their prostates will grow, and that's sort of a natural part of aging. And so when you get put on a medication like Flomax and those types of medications that help to relax the prostate, it just opens it up a little bit so that it makes it easier for you to urinate. So that's kind of what Flomax and some medications like Flomax, that's what they do. There are other types of medications that actually help to shrink the prostate. And so in your situation, if you stop taking a Flomax, then that relaxing effect is gone, and then you might find it a little bit more difficult to urinate.
Gotcha. Because the stream, I can tell, is totally different if I miss a couple days. I don't miss too many days. I don't want you to get mad at me, but, But our number is 844-404-1067. So what is a process with a biopsy? What's going to happen on August 13th when I go into the doctor's office?
Okay, so the way it generally goes is that, unfortunately, most biopsies now are done with an ultrasound. So you have to have an ultrasound put in your bottom. Okay, and then after putting some local anesthetic in there to numb the prostate, a small needle is inserted, and we take about a dozen pieces of prostate tissue, which are then sent to the lab.
Am I asleep during this whole time?
No, actually not really. I mean,
what do
you mean
not really?
Put asleep in some instances.
Wait a minute, is that extra? Is that extra money to be put asleep? So you're saying that you're going to be all up in my stuff, And right. I'm going to be awake?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can have a Valium, but that's really about it. Most guys tolerate it just fine, honestly. It's not. Yeah. I mean, I think most people are more afraid of the process, but the vast majority of my patients, when they have it done, they say, "Doc, it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be."
Yeah, I bet they do, Doc. No, I'm just
and I'm, I bet you you'll say the same thing. Okay. You'll get on the, and say it wasn't as bad.
I may not admit it, though, Doctor.
Yeah.
So you're in there. You take a snippet of the bio of the prostate. Go ahead.
Correct, and we send it to the lab, and our pathology colleagues, our pathologists, will take a look at it and tell us what we're dealing with.
How long is this? How long till I get back the results?
Usually about a week.
Okay,
you know, somewhere in that time frame.
Let's go to George on line two. George, you're on with Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and
okay. One
thing I want to stress to all the guys my age, you know, in the 50s, go to the doctor. I was in the best health of my adult life, feeling wonderful. So I went in for my annual physical, got my blood work done. Ooh, your PSA's up. Okay, I'm going to send you over to your urology. Long story short, first biopsy, which was not very pleasant, didn't reveal anything, but my PSA level kept coming up. So they did an MRI, saw a couple small spots on the front side of the prostate, and then we did the second biopsy where you go in between two locations and hit the prostate from the front side, and that's when they determined it was cancer. It was kind of shocking, you know, finding out. I was in great shape, you know, and I'm like,
right. Wow,
I got cancer. And then it's just like, okay, let's get this done, you know. But the biggest thing that I could stress to guys out there, look, get it done. It will save your life. I work with a lot of alpha males, for lack of a better phrase. I'm in aircraft maintenance.
Right.
And they're like, did you have any symptoms? I'm like, no, I had no symptoms whatsoever. And they just found out you had cancer. I'm like, yep.
Wow.
That's why you got to go.
George, thank you for your call, George. I appreciate that story. Dr. Onglade, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
George says that they did a biopsy and they didn't find anything. So he thought he was out of the woods. I mean, what made him go back the second time to check again?
Well, probably what happened is that the PSA remained elevated, or maybe there was something suspicious on the first biopsy. But,
okay. You
know, those are kind of discussions you and I will have once we get, you know, once we go down this road and we go down this process. So, you know, as George said, it sounds like he had a good relationship with his urologist. His urologist was keeping an eye on things, and he ended up needing another biopsy. And that's true. I mean, some men need more than one biopsy to find their cancer. You know, something that's newer, one of the newer technologies we have is doing the MRIs for the biopsy. So at Georgia Urology, if a man has a need for an additional biopsy, sometimes we'll do an MRI, and we can actually take the MRI images and use an ultrasound or use them to guide the ultrasound biopsy to make it even more sensitive and specific. So,
well, I will see you on August 13th.
I
took off. I'm not going in. I got to do this enema thing, which scares me too. I just don't like stuff back there. That's all.
It's foreign, but again, it is what it is, and we'll get you taken care of.
Yes, sir. How do people reach out to you, Dr. Onglade?
Okay, well, you can meet us. If anybody wants to reach out to me, you can find me on the Georgia Urology website, and we are www.georgiaurology.com. And phone number, 770-979-9427. And also, for patients who have kidney stones, we have the 1-855-STONE-11 hotline, and that'll help us get our kidney stone patients in immediately to see a Georgia Urology physician.
GeorgiaUrology.com. Thank you, Dr.
Yes,
Onglade. I look forward to seeing you on the 13th, and please pray for me.
Shelly, I look forward to seeing you as well. We'll take great care of you.
God bless.
Go, go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
He's one shell of a guy. It's the Shelly Winter Show.
Let's go to Andre. Andre's got a prostate exam experience. Go ahead, Andre.
Shelly Shell. What's up, baby?
Hey, sir.
Friday. What do you think? Listen, this is my experience. They gave me a local anesthesia, And, you know, of course, they have you remove your pants and all your, you know, undergarments and such. And you're laying on your side. They do, when they go to do the insertion, that's relatively painless. I couldn't see that physically. But when they start taking the samples of your prostate, it's going to be a little, I won't say frightening. It sounds like a BB gun when they're actually taking the samples. It's going to go pop.
Really?
Pop. And it's a little bit, it's a little painful. Because, I mean, they're snatching, you know, there's nerves and everything on your prostate. You know, you're going to feel
right.
it. So it's not going to be like, you know, put tears in your eyes kind of pain. It's going to be more of an irritating kind of pain.
Gotcha.
And once they're done, you know, you're going to have somebody to drive you home if
yeah.
they give you anesthesia, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They said bring somebody with me.
Right. So as the day goes on, immediately the first time you urinate, there's going to be blood in your urine. And there's going to be blood in your urine probably for the next 3 to 4 days. It's
wow.
not going to, you know, be painful or anything. It's just going to look crazy. It's going to look like prune juice.
Right.
When you go to the bathroom. That's what it's going to look like when you're urinating.
Wow.
And eventually it will stop. The pain will go away after, you know, a day or two. But you're going to have that reassurance of knowing where you stand with your prostate.
Right.
Mine came back. I was good to go. My PSA was slightly elevated.
But you
were good.
So slightly elevated PSA doesn't necessarily mean cancer.
Right. It doesn't mean that at all. It
gotcha.
Just means that it's just like Doc said, it's a natural process of aging, you know, because I'm 61 now, getting ready to hit 62. And I had it done for the first time at age 60.
Wow.
So I'm about due for another one now. You know, I'm overdue. But I'm good to go. I live a healthy lifestyle. I don't drink. I don't smoke. But that's what you can expect immediately after the procedure. There will be blood in your urine. It's not. It looks bad, but it doesn't hurt, and it will stop.
All right.
And so that's what the deal is, man. Go get it done, because it. You know, a lot of guys are taken out by just, you know,
the simple
not
thing
wanting
like that. Right.
A simple thing like that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Andre. God bless you. Thank you for calling
All right.
in.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.